Forgiveness is the foregoing of resentment or revenge when the wrongdoer's action deserves it, and instead giving the offender gifts of mercy, generosity, and love, or benefits when the wrongdoer does not deserve them.
Right.
I love that definition.
Very nice, and it really highlights the scripture that says mercy is more powerful than justice.
But I think there is this real feeling in the culture, and I've heard it even creeping into the church, that if the offense was very, very deep, do not tell me to forgive somebody, and certainly don't tell me to do it instantaneously.
It's very, very hard, but eventually, if you're really looking for truth, truth is not always going to be something that agrees with your human nature.
Yeah. And in fact, it goes against that, because our human nature says retaliate, hold on to resentment, be offended. And I think that's the whole point of the gospel, isn't it?
Exactly.
To try to deal with what this darkness is in our heart.
We all have to realize that we all deserve hell, that we all have sin, that just because your brother may have sinned horribly against you, even worse than you've ever done in your life, just your little white lies that you've told is enough to separate you from God. And God in his mercy chose to put you in a cloak that is going to hide all of that, and that he, through Jesus, accepts you, and that your destiny is heaven.
Yeah. We had a question from a listener. Let's listen to that question. Let me have you respond.
I feel like I've forgiven the individual for what they've done to me, but they haven't accepted my forgiveness. So is that really forgiveness?
Very good question. Yes, when a person forgives, they don't need the blessing of the person who was the offender towards you. If you've forgiven them and they say, well, I don't accept your forgiveness, or you're in a position where, say, for example, a person dies, it's still forgiveness.
When you're talking about that, there's a difference there, because you're saying forgiveness is an individual act. It's something that you do, which is very different than reconciliation.
Forgiveness is in your heart. When I say heart, I'm not talking about the thing that beats. I'm not even talking about your emotions. Heart in the scripture, the cardia, they used the Greek word, means your whole being, your intellect, your mind, your feelings. And what we're finding out more and more neurologically is that your brain is capable of doing that.
If you make that decision.
Your brain is capable of making decision despite what your feelings are.
If you forgive somebody, according to the question the person asked, and even if they don't accept it, that is still you exercising forgiveness towards that person.
Exactly.
Correct? When we do that, are there some things that are just unforgivable that people do?
From our human standards, the answer would be yes. Mm. But according to the standards of Christ, the answer is no.
Have you seen clinical examples of that, where people in horrific situations have made a decision to forgive?
Oh, yes. And you have to remember that when you do that, it's not only a rightful thing to do, but there are crowns in heaven that get bestowed upon you, and you'll wear that proudly in heaven one day. God will dry every teardrop in heaven, and everything you do here on earth to follow after him will be rewarded in heaven. When you look at it on a time span, yes, there's going to be perhaps a number of years before that occurs, but that will occur. It's for sure, and it's in the scripture.
And we don't always think eternally like that. We think in the moment sometimes, and there's such an emphasis on being in the moment. But as Christians, we also have to think of eternal rewards.
Exactly, and when you're unforgiving for the unforgivable in your mind, you actually start to change. In many ways, you become a little more hardened. You become a little less connected with your faith. Your prayers eventually will get hindered before God, who's asking you to forgive everything.